All right, and now we have the pleasure of chatting with Tanya Spilovoy about her thoughts on this. Hi, Tanya. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hey, Terry. It's great to talk with you. I'm the director of open policy for the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. That's WICHE. And probably a lot of OLC folks know about WCET, and mm-hmm. I'm associated with them as part of WICHE. Mm-hmm. And I also co-designed, and I'm the lead instructor for the SPARK Open Education Leadership Program. The program is focused on people who are interested in being open education leaders. It is primarily online, but we do have some face-to-face components.
Awesome. So you, I think, will use that example in your response to this question. How do you leave room for students to make room for themselves to do something rather than to, you know, click through, read, watch videos in an online learning environment?
Mm-hmm. So in designing this program, the first semester was mostly coursework, where students went through modules, like any online learning class, about open education, the different aspects of it. And we have weekly discussions. But part of their program was to design a capstone that would be implemented on their campuses. And that's where we are now. We're in semester two, but yeah. Nobody's on a campus, right? So so their capstone projects cannot be completed as originally written and ideated. And we went through an entire process of creating their roadmap and deciding how their projects would look. It is not ever going to look like that again. So rather than me telling each student what to do or how to change things, because they're each in a unique situation. I mean, some of the students are in New York where things are really tumultuous with COVID. Others are in rural areas like Iowa where they really have no threat for contracting the sickness. And so rather than me telling everybody each what to do, I've left them a lot of liberty to adjust their capstones and make it useful to themselves and their campus.
That is awesome. That's a great great fit and great response to the situation. And also extra bonus points for using the word ideate, because this is ultimately for an OLC ideate session. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I think that one of the interesting parts about this is that some of the capstone projects that were originally, you know, presented have actually gotten better through this process. So maybe if someone had thought of doing, you know, 10 faculty workshops and creating a LibGuide, now they're creating faculty plans with the faculty virtually and really applying it more to the online environment. And so you find that even though their original plan was really good, in some ways this crisis has allowed people to even think further outside the box and come up with things that are even better than they originally thought. So,
yeah, so everything's just going to be more, more nimble and flexible, probably.
Right. They definitely are thinking forward to fall on their campuses. So whatever is happening now has to fit into the post-COVID society. And it's kind of exciting to see their responses and their action in leadership responding to the environment in this way. Like that's everything I had hoped for them to do. I wanted, you know, we trained for being leaders and responding to a crisis and thinking outside the box and stuck on one idea and all of these ways to be nimble. And now they're really being put to the test. Because the ultimate change scenario.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Wow, very cool. I want to hopefully someday take this program. It sounds awesome.
Thanks. I think it's way better when I let people be who they are and come up with their own ideas and just really support and enable them rather than trying to dictate what they do or give them, like you said, assignments just to keep them busy, because so much more enriching for everybody if they can apply it to their own lives, their own individual institutions and situations.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts. That's awesome. A great contribution to this growing collection of awesome ideas. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.